الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue reading the treatise of the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه تعالى مسائل الجاهلية The affairs of the days of ignorance Those affairs that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he opposed the people with regards to and warned from and clarified the falsehood of that. The author he mentions Rahimahullah As-Sabi'ata Ashra, the seventeenth aspect and affair from the affairs of the days of ignorance. Nisbatu Batirihim ila al-anbiya. كقوله وما كفر سليمان وقوله ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا So the 17th issue that the author he mentioned رحمه تعالى from the aspects of jahiliyyah those affairs of falsehood that the deviant were upon before the coming of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is that they would ascribe the falsehood that they were upon to the prophets they would ascribe their falsehood to the prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam just as in the statement of Allah the Most High wama kafara Sulayman walakinna ash-shayatin kafaru yu'allimuna an-nasa as-sihr yani the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah with regards to this affair and we have discussed some of this previously but here from another aspect the people of falsehood before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from their methodology and from the means of spreading their falsehood and making it seem appealing and so that the people would accept that from them is that they would ascribe their falsehood to the prophets. They would ascribe their falsehood and their false ways, their false creeds and beliefs or their false actions of worship and the likes. They would ascribe that to the prophets of Allah azza wa jal. Alayhi musallatu wasalam, just as they ascribed magic to the Prophet Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have seen in previous classes that the devils, there were books of magic that were buried underneath the chair, underneath the throne of Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam. And whenever he died, the devils, they dug it up and brought it out and they ascribed it to Sulaiman and said that he was hiding that and that this was from his books and the likes like this. So they ascribe this magic and the usage of magic and the likes to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in order for the people to accept that and to believe in it and to follow it. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He refuted that and clarified the falsehood of that. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ That it's not Sulaiman who disbelieved alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather it was the devils who disbelieved, teaching the people magic. And likewise he says, Rahimahullah, as well the statement of Allah the Most High, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا That Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. So this is a methodology of old, that the people of falsehood and evil, in order to make their falsehood and evil seem appealing and fair seeming and seem to be something good or that people would accept it and not reject it or not find fault with them and the likes is that they would ascribe their evils and they would ascribe their falsehood to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi musallatu wasalam and this issue it continues until this day in the same manner exactly ascribing the falsehood to the prophets alayhi musallatu wasalam in order to make the evils appear fair seeming and the likes like this. And this is something that is well known. Even after that, ascribing the falsehood and the evil to anyone who is deemed righteous or having lofty and high status, especially in the religious affairs. They would ascribe their falsehood or their false methodology or their false way in creed or belief or in worship to one of the great imams or someone who is honored and respected in the deen. Or someone who is honored and respected in the deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified the methodology of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He's clarified the creed and the methodology of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and the status of him likewise in his book in a number of verses and freed him from these false claims likewise. Because as we see here in the verses that the author he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Jews, they ascribe themselves to Ibrahim. And likewise, the Christians, they ascribe themselves to Ibrahim. They claim both of them to be followers of Khalil al-Rahman, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He framed him from that in this verse that the author, he mentioned. And likewise, the mushrikun as well. They ascribed also to Ibrahim. They ascribed also to Ibrahim, the people of Quraysh and the likes like this. They claim to be upon the way of Ibrahim, and they took this as a claim. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He freed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from the Jews and from the Christians and from the pagans and polytheists. From the Jews and from the Christians and from the pagans and polytheists, and clarified that Ibrahim kana hanifan muslima wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen, that he was hanif. He was hanif, and he's someone of pure, sincere tawheed, someone of pure and sincere monotheism. And he was a Muslim, someone who surrendered and submitted in obedience to the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he was not from the pagans or polytheists. And he was not from the pagans or polytheists. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book, He says, Subhana inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. That indeed Ibrahim, he was an imam. He was an ummah, yani imam, muqtada bihi. That he was an imam, alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning a role model in the absolute sense. He was a role model in the absolute sense. Qanitan lillahi hanifan. And he was sincerely devote. Qanitan lillahi, yani qanitan meaning that he's constantly in obedience. Qanitan, devote to Allah Azza wa Jalla, meaning in constant servitude and obedience. And constant servitude, submission, humbleness, and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla, hanifan. Qanitan lillahi hanifan. Hanifan, the people of knowledge, they mention, al-hanif is from al-hanif. Wal-hanif huwa al-mayl. والمقصود هو الميل عن الشرك إلى التوحيد قصدا. That al-hanif, it means to lean away from something, to turn away from something, to incline away from something. But what is intended here is that the one who was considered hanif, he would turn away, he would incline entirely and turn away from shirk and from every action of disobedience and everything that is contrary to the legislation or pleasing to Allah, everything that is contrary to that which is pleasing to Allah, he would turn away from that and devote himself entirely to Allah. Devote himself entirely to Allah. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned, Al-Hanif, Al-Muqbil, Ala Allahi, Al-Mu'ridu, An Siwa. Al-Muqbilu, Ala Allah, Al-Mu'ridu, Amma Siwa. Someone who's considered Hanif, he has Al-Iqbal, Ala Allahi, Azza wa Jal Wahda, Wal-I'raad, An Ghayrihi, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Someone who is sincerely and constantly devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inwardly and outwardly, and has turned away from everything besides Him. This person here is considered Hanif. So this is the description of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the book of Allah. And likewise, his methodology and way and his deen, Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. Rather follow the way of Ibrahim Hanifa. Yani al-Hanifiyya is the pure monotheism and the pure tawheed, worshipping Allah alone in a manner that He has prescribed subhanahu wa ta'ala at the hands and conveyance of the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. And he was not from the pagans and polytheists. Rather, Allah, He mentioned about him, shakiran li an'umi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim, that he was very grateful and thankful for the favors and blessings of Allah, and Allah selected him and chose him and guided him to the straight path. Wa atainahu fi dunya hasana, we have given him in this life good, and the good from the deen and the dunya, given him good, meaning guidance and the goodness of this life and the hereafter. Likewise, wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin, and indeed he is amongst the righteous in the hereafter. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was preferred in this life and the hereafter, and he is known as Abu al-Anbiya. Abu al-Anbiya, he's the father of the prophets and messengers, and all of the prophets after him, they came from his lineage alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah, He mentioned, speaking now, after mentioning this great praise, the great praise of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and clarifying likewise these noble attributes of the righteous and the people of pure, sincere, and true monotheism. Like after this, Allah, He orders His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam to follow that way. Thumma awhayna ilayka. And then we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, an ittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And then we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنِ اتَّبِعْ ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. That you must follow the way of Ibrahim حنيفا, يعني the way of pure Islamic monotheism. And he was not from the pagans. And he was not from the pagans. So in this verse here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the traits of Ibrahim and the deen of Ibrahim and the way of Ibrahim and his sincere devotion to Allah alone with no partners, and that he was obedient to Allah constantly in public and in private, in the daytime and the nighttime. And he kana qanitan lillahi hanifa. And this is an amazing affair and a great description. And then after that, clarifying also that he was grateful and thankful, showing great gratitude for the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he was chosen and he was given guidance and he was blessed with goodness in this life. And likewise, he's from the righteous in the hereafter. He's from the righteous from the hereafter. This is from the best attributes and traits, that one, he would have good in this life and be selected with guidance in this life and be from the righteous in the hereafter. And this is the description of the prophets and messengers, and likewise we're ordered to follow them. And in order to be like them and to have this virtue, one, he must follow them diligently. One, he must follow them diligently. Yani in his creed, and his statement, and his deed, and his action, and with knowledge and light. With knowledge and light. To learn the ways of the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam, and the best of them are Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to know that with insight and clarity, and to strive against the soul to implement that in one's life. In this manner, he can likewise have good in this life and be from the righteous in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his grace and from his mercy, to give us a good life and to make us from the righteous in the hereafter. To make us from the righteous in the hereafter. And then after this description and clarification of these attributes and characteristics of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla, he ordered his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow him, and then clarifying again that he was not a pagan or a polytheist. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, emphasizing time after time, emphasizing from the aspect that he was hanif and that he was devoted to Allah sincerely, constantly, and also clarifying that he was not a pagan or a polytheist. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Just in a few verses it's mentioned to clarify again, to refute those people of al-jahiliyyah, from the pagans and polytheists specifically, with regards to that false claim to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have claims, but claims are nothing. Claims are nothing if the actions and the statements do not verify that. So it's a simple claim is easy. A simple claim is easy. So they will ascribe their falsehood to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned refutation of the Jews and the Christians and the pagans all at one time. The Jews and the Christians and the pagans all at one time. Allah, he mentions addressing the Jews specifically. Allah, he mentions, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim? وَمَا أُنزِلَتْ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ. And he's referring to the Jews and the Christians. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. O people of the book, why are you disputing about Ibrahim? Why are you arguing about Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام? وَمَا أُنزِلَتْ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And the Torah and the Injil, yani the Torah, and the Injil, the Gospels, the Torah is the book of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Injil is the book of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not revealed until after him. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And this was not revealed until after him. And these claims to al-Yahudiyya, and these claims likewise to Nasraniyya, did not come until generations after the death of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why are you ascribing these affairs to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are not even introduced or mentioned until after him. And then likewise, Allah, he says, ha antum ha'ula'i hajajtum fima lakum bihi ilm, falima tuhajjuna fima laysa lakum bihi ilm, wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. He said, you people, meaning the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, you debated about things and you disputed about things you have knowledge of. So now why are you disputing about things you have no knowledge of? So why are you now disputing about things that you have no knowledge of? Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. And Allah, he knows and you do not know. And then the clarification comes, and Allah, he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma kana ibrahimu yahudiyan wa la nasraniya walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen, clarifying clarifying the reality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and freeing him from these ways of falsehood, freeing him from Judaism, and freeing him from Christianity, freeing him from Judaism, and freeing him from Christianity, and freeing him from paganism and polytheism. Whether he was a Muslim and he was Hanif, he was someone who devoted himself sincerely and sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience and submission and servitude and humbleness and showing preference to the love and the command of Allah over everything else. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا. Ibrahim, he was not a Jew nor a Christian. He was not a Jew nor a Christian. So this is clear in refutation of what they claimed. They claimed that Ibrahim, he was a Jew. Allah, he says, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا. They claim Ibrahim, he was a Christian. ولا نصرانيا. He was not a Christian. ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. But rather, he was حنيف, a person of pure and sincere monotheism, with great devotion and servitude. And he was humble in submission, with great devotion and servitude. وما كان من المشركين. And he was not from the pagans and polytheists. He did not worship idols or stones, or call on anyone along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way of the people of falsehood in the days of al-Jahiliyyah. And this way it continues today, and there's a great call that they have. And even many of the believers, they are involved in that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهُ. Many of the Muslims, they have fallen for that, or they have fallen for that, or they're supporting that. And it's called دَعْوَةُ إِلَى وَحْدَةِ الْأَدْيَانِ. الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى وَحْدَةِ الْأَدْيَانِ. Yani to the unification of the religions. To the unification of the religions. And this is how we say it in Arabic, but in English they call it interfaith da'wah. Interfaith da'wah. And they also call it, yani al-adiyan al-Ibrahimiyya al-Thalatha. Al-adiyan al-Ibrahimiyya al-Thalatha. Yani the three Abrahamic faiths. The three Abrahamic faiths. So they claim that there are three Abrahamic faiths. They claim that there are three Abrahamic faiths. And they say that is al-Islam, wal-Yahudiyya, wal-Nasraniyya. Al-Islam, wal-Yahudiyya, wal-Nasraniyya. So they call these religions here the Abrahamic religions. The Abrahamic religions. Al-Islam and Judaism and Christianity. Al-Islam and Judaism and Christianity. What do you say? How do you say? How does one person have three beliefs? Allahu Akbar. It's a joke. That's also from their way likewise. أنهم يلعبون يتخذون دينهم لعبا ولهوا فلن يقبل منه وفي الآخرة من الخاسرين. What do we say? أحسنت. That's the answer. All these other answers are good likewise. But the first answer, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. If somebody has to say something after that, فَبُعْدًا لَهُ وَسُحْقًا لَهُ. If somebody has to say something after that, I mean, we're going to question his faith. If a Christian said it, okay. If a Jew said it, okay. If a pagan said it, okay. If a Muslim said it, we're going to have, there's an issue here. Because Allah, he says this very clearly. Allah, he says this very clearly. Do not deny the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah, he freed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the clear ayat muhkamat. Is there anything clearer than that? You can't misunderstand. You can't try to misinterpret the verse. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan. Khalas. There's nothing else. Ibrahim was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. Walakin kana hanifan musliman. But he was a hanif, a Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from the pagans and polytheists. So this is a very, very clear verse. This is a very, very clear verse. So this call here is a call of falsehood. And there's so many great evils behind this call. So many great evils behind this call. And from that is to make the truth and the falsehood equal. From that is to make the truth and the falsehood equal. In interfaith da'wah, they want to make the truth and the falsehood equal. Even to the extent that they want to, that they even have made, they have built a place of worship that has a place for the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims all in one place. And they call it Al-Bayt al-Ibrahimi. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Even they have went further than that and they said, no, now we have to get one book. We have to put the Torah and the Injil and the Quran in between two covers like this, all together. And there's no difference between you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, it's all good. They need to put it all together, it's the same. It's the same. So they're putting the truth in accordance with the falsehood, and equal to the falsehood. They're putting the truth equal to the falsehood. They're claiming that the Quran is equal to these books, and that a Muslim is equal to these kafara. And the likes like this, this is all falsehood. This is all falsehood and deviation with the other billah. So this is the way of the people of Jahiliyyah. The way of the people of Jahiliyyah that they ascribe their falsehood to the prophets and messengers. That they ascribe their falsehood to the prophets and to the messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified that this is their way. So they continue to this day. And we find likewise whenever someone he wants to innovate in the religion, he will ascribe his falsehood to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waliyadhu billah. All of the innovators, this is what they're doing. All of the innovators, they're innovating falsehood and things that have no evidence and no proof, and then they ascribe it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either directly, claiming that he did that, or that he believed that, or that he allowed that, or permitted that, or claiming that he forbid that, so on and so forth, speaking about the deen of Allah without knowledge, and ascribing things falsely to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for their falsehood to go by, in order for people to accept their falsehood, or to not deny it, or reject it, or find fault with it, or they will do that by ascribing it to al-Islam, and saying that it's from the deen, and saying that it's lawful, and the likes like this. Either claiming the Prophet, he did it himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or ascribing it to the deen of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of this is falsehood. And from that, likewise, what they do is that they'll misinterpret some of the ayat, al-ayat and mutashabihat, yani the ayat that are unclear. Instead of returning back to the clear verses to understand them properly, like the way of the firmly grounded in knowledge, they'll take these ayat that are unclear and they'll misinterpret them. And then they'll ascribe that to the religion and to the deen, yani in order for their falsehood to be established. They will have creeds or ideologies in their mind, and then they will search for an evidence that supports that. They will search for a lone evidence that supports that, even if there are other evidences clarifying that that's not what is intended from that particular evidence. So they'll go to the mutashabihat and the likes, and they'll use them as evidence to establish their falsehood. Likewise, even more so, we see ascribing either to the Prophet directly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to the household of the Prophet, like the Rafilah. Their religion is a religion of paganism and polytheism and grave worship, waliyadhu billah, and believing in a creed, waliyadhu billah, that is contrary to the creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and believing in their imams, that they have the ismah, and calling on them besides Allah azza wa jalla and the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, claiming that this is tawheed, claiming that ya Fatima al-madad, hadha huwa tawheed. And this is what their imams, they say, and the likes like this. And you can find their classes. You can find their classes online, and their mashaykhs saying those exact words, the likes of these exact words in their classes. O Fatima, provide for me, sustain me. This is Tawheed. This is their claim, and the likes like this. And then they ascribe themselves to the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for the people to have sympathy with them or to believe them, and the likes, claiming to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the household of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just as Zain al-Abidin, he told them, and the likes of them, and those who were deviant with them, أَحِبُّونَ حُبَّ الْإِسْلَامِ لَا حُبَّ الْأَوْثَانِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. You should love us the love of al-Islam, meaning in the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not the love of idolatry and paganism. So the Rafi'Allah, they do the same thing, ascribing their way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, those who staunchly follow the Madhahib, or those even more so like the Ash'ariya, the Ash'a'ira, they ascribe themselves to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, and it's mentioned that he even repented from that way and clarified the falsehood of that in his book Al-Iban, which is well known. But they still deny that and ascribe themselves to him. Ascribe their self to him and to the creed that he was upon. And even he himself, he left the creed before he died. He left the same creed before he died. Why did they ascribe to him? Because he was respected. So this is a false way. So a person, he will not suffice with simple descriptions. And this is the issue that the author, he is discussing now. So he moves on to number 18. الثامنة عشرة تناقضهم في الانتساب ينتسبون إلى إبراهيم مع إظهارهم ترك اتباعه. Number 18. The 18th affair from the affairs of Al-Jahiliyyah is their contradiction their contradiction in their ascription, that their contradiction in their ascription. And if they ascribe to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but at the same time they outwardly display that they do not follow him. They outwardly display that they do not follow him. And if they ascribe themselves to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but then in reality they do not follow him. They do not follow him. So al-intisab, yani to ascribe oneself to someone or something, yani from the religion specifically or especially, this is sometimes legislated and good, but it's not a simple ascription. And that ascription will not be considered nor accepted until the reality is established that it's true. That is true, because a person, he can ascribe to Ibrahim and to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but if he did not truly implement that way and establish that way inwardly and outwardly, it would not be accepted from him. Just like a person, he can ascribe to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the likes like this. It's an outward ascription, or to a Salafiyya and the likes like this. Or some of them may ascribe to Al-Hadith, or they say Huwa Athari and the likes like this, ascribing to the Athar. But then if you look into the reality of the individual, or to the Jama'ah, or to the group and the likes like this, they themselves and their creed and belief, or in their methodology and way, is contrary entirely. Violating great principles that person was upon, or that way, or the way of the Prophet, or the way of Ahlul Hadith, or contrary to the way of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The Asha'ira, they claim to be from Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The Sufiya, they claim to be from Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The Maturidiyah, they claim to be from Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Even the Rafi'ila, they say Al-Quran wa Sunnah. And the Sururiya and the Ikhwan Muslimun, kulluhum yukulun Al-Quran wa Sunnah. Even some of them, they say Fahm Salaf al-Ummah and the likes like this. But it's falsehood, because they claim these claims, and even if they outwardly, they sound good, and they're legislative terms, but in reality they oppose them. So either they're severely ignorant, or they have foul intentions, and they're using these legislative terms to fool the people. And to get their falsehood by, like the people of Al-Jahiliyyah. So the people of knowledge, they say, الشرف لا يكون بمجرد نسبة أو الانتساب, that the nobility... Nobility is not going to be obtained by simply ascription. The nobility of being upon the methodology of the Salaf is not by simple ascription and a Salafi. Like this is a problem that we have today. Many people claiming that, but if you ask them, they have no clue about Salafiyya. They themselves are on principles or methodologies and ways, or their creed, or their understanding, and the very fundamentals of that methodology, they oppose that, and they're not on that way. They oppose that, and they're not in that way, or they're unaware of that in the first place. So to simply ascribe to the likes of these legislative terms, this is not sufficient. Rather, the sharaf only comes بصحة الانتساب. بصحة الانتساب والبرهان وذلك ودليله الاتباع والتمسك به. That the only way that ascription will be beneficial is if it's correct. And the evidence for that is that a person, he will follow it inwardly and outwardly. So if they ascribe to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it will not be accepted from them until they follow him inwardly and outwardly. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And then we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that you must follow the way of Ibrahim. The way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the reality of this affair is in following. Whether it's very easy to make claims and to have ascriptions. This is something that everyone can do. They call it here in America lip service. And they also say actions speak louder than words. So no doubt, a person, he will have these claims. He will have these claims to be from the followers of Ibrahim, and to be Sunni, to be Salafi. He will have these claims, but they will not be just mere claims in his life. Rather, that will be his life, and he will strive to establish that inwardly and outwardly, in public and in private, and the market and the masjid, with the believers and non-believers, wherever he may go, wherever he may go. So to simply ascribe is not sufficient, and this is what they were upon. They ascribed to Ibrahim, the Jews and the Christians, and likewise the pagans, they ascribed to Ibrahim, and at the same time they opposed him. It's been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he was refuting some of the false ascriptions to Al-Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah. Even this happened likewise with the Imams. The four Imams is well known. Whenever the people of falsehood, they deviated. The people, any ascribing to Al-Islam, they deviated. And in order to deviate, in order to pass their deviation, or to get it to go by, or for the people to accept it, they would ascribe it to the Imams. They'll ascribe it to the imams. The point is that we're learning here that this is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah. This is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah. So the ways of jahiliyyah, we have to know them. We have to learn them and realize them because they continue to this day, so that we're not tried by them. So because we don't want to be from the followers of the people of jahiliyyah. We want to be from the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiyallahu anhum. So Shaykh al-Islam, he says, rahimahullah, bal ma min imamin illa wa qad intasaba ilayhi aqwamun wa huwa minhum bari. وقد انتسب إلى مالك أناس مالك بريء منهم مالك بريء منهم. So he says, rather there is no imam except for there are people, individuals who have an ascription to him, and he's free from them. There is no imam from the imams of the sunnahs that there are some people, some individuals who ascribe themselves to them, and that imam himself, منهم بريء, he's free from them. He's free from them. He's saying that there are individuals, they ascribe themselves to Malik. And he already mentioned the issue with Imam Ahmed, that these people, they ascribe to Imam Ahmed and this falsehood that he's discussing, and Imam Ahmed is free from them. He never made that statement or had that belief. And now he's clarifying, likewise, there are individuals who ascribe to Imam Malik, and Malik is free from them. Malik is free from them. And then he says, وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَى الشَّافِعِ وَأُنَاسٌ وَهُوَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And there are individuals who ascribe to الشَّافِعِ, and he is free from them. وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَىٰ أَبِي حَنِيفَ أُنَاسٌ وَهُوَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And there are individuals who ascribe to Abu Hanifa, and he is free from them. رحمهم الله. وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَىٰ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أُنَاسٌ وَهُوَ مِّنْهُمْ بَرِيءٌ. And there are individuals who ascribe to Musa, likewise, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and he is free from him. وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَىٰ عِيسَى أُنَاسٌ وَهُمْ مِّنْهُ بَرِيءٌ. And there are individuals who ascribe to Isa, to Jesus, alayhi salatu wa salam, and he is free from them. وَقَدْ انْتَسَبَ إِلَىٰ عَلِيِّ بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ أُنَاسٌ وَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ بَرِيءٌ. And there are individuals who ascribe to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, and he is free from them. وَنَبِيُّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ انْتَسَبَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقَرَامِطَةِ وَالْبَاطِنِيَّةِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمُلْحِدَةِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ بَرِيءٌ وَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ بَرِيءٌ. And likewise, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, individuals from the Qaramita and from the Batiniyya, the Ubaidiyun and the likes, they had, and other than them, from the different categories of the Malahida. The Malahida, they're the atheists, waliyadhu billah, and the Zanadiqa, and the Munafiqeen, and the hypocrites. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from them. So this is something that is well known. Shaykh al-Islam is mentioning these affairs. There's people ascribing to Al-Imam Malik, and there's people ascribing to Al-Imam Shafi, and ascribing to Abu Hanifa, and ascribing likewise to Al-Imam Ahmad, to the four imams. They ascribe to them and the issues of fiqh, and they oppose them and contradict them directly in the issues of creed. You will find this. Almost all of those who are staunch in following the madhahib al-arba'ah, those who follow one of these particular madhahib, you will find them saying, they'll make claims like this. If you go to the lands where the Maliki madhahib is spread, and if you go to the lands where the Shafi madhahib is spread, and if you go to the lands where the Hanafi madhahib is spread, and the likes like this, you will find people saying, push the button. Allah musta'an. You'll find people ascribing to Imam Malik. You say he's Maliki madhab, Maliki in fiqh, and then he's this tariqah, and creed he's in fiqh he's Maliki. And in tariqah, he's dusuqi. And in, astaghfirullah, right? And then in mada? In aqidah, he's ashari. Three different intisabat. In creed, he's ashari. But in fiqh, he's madaki. And then in tariqah, he's dusuqi. And then if you come to the Shafi, he's this in Shafi. He's Shafi madhab in fiqh, in jurisprudence, in Islamic law. But then his creed is ashariya. or Maturidiyya, or the likes like this. And then his tariqah, Rifa'iyya, oh, Dusuqiyya, like this. Each one of them, they have a creed contrary to their madhab. And they have a tariqah contrary to their madhab. And the individual that they ascribe to in creed and in tariqah was not even born or alive generations before the imam of their madhab even died. Waliyadhu billah. So this is all falsehood. They have false claims like this, claiming that they follow Imam Malik, that they oppose Imam Malik in the fundamentals of the religion. Claiming that they follow Shafi rahimahullah and they oppose Imam Shafi in the fundamentals of the religion. They deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They call on the graves besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did any of the imma ever allow this or permit this? Or did they deny the attributes, rather they affirm them in the manner of the Salaf, all four of them? Alhamdulillah, this is established. None of them are calling on graves. Rather, this is disbelief, and this is something established. Yet they call on the grave. So they ascribe to these imams falsely. They ascribe, it's a false ascription. So that ascription is not truly going to benefit them until they follow them precisely. This is the ways of al-jahiliyyah from the days of old. They ascribe themselves to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, claiming that they're upon his way, and Allah clarified that that is falsehood and that ascription will not benefit them. If they oppose Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his creed and in his methodology and the manner of worship. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ أَلَذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That indeed, the most rightful of the people for Ibrahim, and to truly be considered from the followers of Ibrahim, أَلَذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ, those who truly followed him and this prophet. And in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who believe along with him, alayhi salatu wa sallam, wallahu waliyu al-mu'mineen. And Allah, he is the wali, and he's the protector and guardian of the believers. So therefore, to have an ascription to some of these legislated terms, or to some of the prophets and messengers, or to the righteous and pious from the imams of the sunnah, for example, this ascription in many aspects could be legislated. And if it is, it will not truly benefit until it is established inwardly and outwardly. And the evidence for that is following. Even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان هناك أناس يدعون أنهم يحبون الله. There were people who claimed, and in mere claims, that they love Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he tested them and tried them with a verse of the mihna, ayatul imtihan, ayatul mihna, the verse of the test. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. So the point is the truth, the point is the clarification of the authenticity or the truthfulness of following, of an ascription to the righteous or to the way of the Salaf or to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by following inwardly and outward in every aspect, not only in some aspects, rather in the most important aspect first and foremost, and that's the fundamentals of the deen. That's in the creed and in the belief. And that which is related to that directly, then after that likewise in worship and methodology and manners and behavior. Number 19, the author, he says, التاسية عشرة قدحهم في بعض الصالحين قدحهم في بعض الصالحين بفعل بعض المنتسبين إليهم كقدح اليهود في عيسى وقدح اليهود والنصارى في محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says number 19 is that they would find fault with some of the righteous because of the actions of some of those who ascribe to them. Like the Jews, how they found fault with Isa, and they talked bad about him alayhi salam. And likewise, the Jews and the Christians, both of them, they found fault speaking bad about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Jews, they denied Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They denied Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they accused his mother of fornication. And this is well known and clarified likewise in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will be kufrihim wa qawlihim ala Maryama buhtanan azima. And because of their disbelief and their statement and lie that they fabricated, the great lie that they fabricated against Maryam, and he claiming that she had fornicated. So they rejected the risala, the message of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, claiming that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was a lowly woman in this manner like this. And likewise, the Jews and the Christians, both of them, they denied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in similar manner, claiming he's a liar and finding fault with him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the point is now, the issue is that from their methodology, from the methodology of the people of Jahiliyyah, that if they're not able to directly find fault with the person of truth, then they'll try to find fault with his followers. And from finding fault with the followers, they'll blame the path. For example, they reject the Risala of Isa by finding fault with the followers of Isa. They reject the followers of Musa by finding fault with the followers of Musa. They reject the Risala of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by finding fault with the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the issue here. So a person who doesn't look to the followers, al-Rusul laysu ma'sumin. Laysu ma'sumin. The followers of the prophets and messengers, they're not infallible. They're not infallible. So they must have shortcomings, or they must fall into error, or even make mistakes, or be wrong sometimes. The followers are not safeguarded ever, not even the greatest of them. So one would not judge the truth by looking at the followers. Rather, he will look at the truth that is established and that is affirmed, and then he will judge through that truth the followers. He will judge through that truth the followers. And the people of knowledge, they say, Al-Haq la yu'rafu bil-rijal, that the truth is not known by the individuals. It's not known by the individuals. Rather, al-rijal yu'rafuna bil-haq. Al-rijal yu'rafuna bil-haq. Rather, the men, the individuals, they are known by the truth. فَعْرِفِ الْحَقْ تَعْرِفْ أَهْلَهُ. So if you learn about the truth, and you learn it in detail, and likewise what is contrary to it, then you'll be able to identify its people. So this is from their way. They'll look at some mistakes and errors, or some issues or defects or faults in manners or conduct, or the likes like this, or even things in opposition that some of the followers have, in order to find fault, with that prophet or that messenger, or to find fault with that religion and that deen. And we see this until this day. Any individuals finding fault with that Islam because of the actions of some of the Muslims. And this is very clear. Many of the people, they think bad about Islam because some of the Muslims, they're blowing people up, or they're committing suicide, or they're robbing and the likes like this, and violating the rights and shedding the blood. So this is a reason for some people to find fault with Islam. Even the creeds of some of these deviant people. If a person with this saman, he would reject that. If a person with a sound mind were to be introduced to Islam from the Rafidah, for example, and then see what they do, or the extreme Sufiya, a person in his sound mind, if he's seen what they're doing, and they said, this is Islam, he said, I don't want to do that. The things that they do with their mashaykh, we have discussed some of them previously. No need to repeat them. Some of the ills and the foul things that they're doing, or how they're begging and calling on a tree, or calling on a grave, or the likes like this, or doing things that are more lowly and despicable even than that. And say, well, if this is the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I don't want to do that. I personally have heard stories. I know personally that individuals, they're so harsh and so rude that a person eventually got tired of dealing with them and said, if that's Salafiyah, I don't want to be Salafi. Because the person, he pushed it so hard and with no mercy, until the extent that the person is like, if that's the way of the Salaf, I don't want to follow that way. But the way of the Salaf is mercy and gentleness and kindness. But whenever people don't have knowledge, when people don't have knowledge of the mafasid and the masalih, or people don't have good intentions, they want to follow their desires and do what they want to do, then these problems, they come about. Many people now, and to this day, they run away from the sunnah, from the people of the sunnah, sometimes from the masajid of the people of the sunnah, because they think bad. They think bad about that, because they have bad, they had a bad, they had contact, yani, they had a bad, what's it called? Experience. Barakallahu fik. They had a bad experience with somebody ascribing to the sunnah. Maybe he's somebody ascribing to the sunnah, but he does not have much knowledge, so he's harsh, or he's rude, or he's disrespectful, and the likes like this, or he's mean, or he belittled them, and the likes like this, and then so they turn around, and then another one, he does the same thing. Every time one of these people come around, he's ascribing to the sunnah in this manner like this, ascribing to the minhaj as-salaf, he's harsh, or he's rude. So then the person, he has a bad experience with these people, and they wind up turning away from the sunnah. Many times we used to hear the people of knowledge in Medina warn warning us from being a reason of turning people away from the sunnah. Do not let your bad manners run the people away from the sunnah. Do not let your bad etiquettes and your harshness or your rudeness run the people away from the sunnah. Rather, we should call to the sunnah with knowledge and wisdom, with beautiful preaching. اُدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمُعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. That's the proper way, not being harsh and being rude. I myself recall one time standing in line when I'm first learning about Islam in the first place. Somebody smashed his foot against my foot. And he like until it hurt. You know what I mean? Because my foot is not all the way to the foot like it should be. So he smashed his foot against my foot. I remember that day. And I remember the place I was at. I didn't forget that. Right? He's very rude. I said, I don't know. Like, in a manner like I felt it. Like he's telling me, you're an idiot. What are you doing? Put your foot straight. What's wrong with you? That's what I felt like he said. You understand that? So that's not the way to do it. So maybe somebody, he doesn't know the sunnah, there's a way to teach him. A man, he passed urine, barakallahu fikum, in the masjid, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the people from being rude. Stopped the people from being harsh. They tried, فَزَجَرَهُ النَّاسِ. The people went over there to be rude like that. Right? And this is no doubt something that is sacred and noble. That person, he'll become angry. Somebody passing urine in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, leave him. Leave him. And he went over there and talked to him gently. And then they cleaned it up and left. And the situation was solved in a good manner. In a good manner. So this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many people, they're in reality, even if they ascribe to these good descriptions, they're upon jahiliyyah, whether they know it or not. And this is because of ignorance. And jahiliyyah, the foundation of that is ignorance. Of ignorance. So they have been taught from the people of ignorance. People ascribing, like we've seen before, people who ascribe to Islam, or ascribe to the Sunnah, or ascribe to seeking knowledge, but they themselves are not qualified. But they themselves are not qualified, and they cultivate individuals like this. They cultivate individuals like this who make the haqq heavy on the people and make the people turn away from the call, the true call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these affairs here, they're very related. If you ponder and reflect over them, each one of these points are very related. Even some of them are taken from the same verses. One point after the other. And you want the first part of the verse is one point, and the second part of the verse is another point. And then each one of these issues are, like I said, very related. It's very beneficial to ponder and to reflect over these affairs. So again, ascribing to the proper way, to the good way, is a requirement. But that ascription will not be accepted, nor would it benefit until a person implements that in his life. And that cannot happen upon ignorance. That cannot happen upon ignorance. So if we ascribe to the madhab of the salaf, then we have to learn that. We have to learn that and know that and be clear about that and then strive to implement that in our life, in public and in private. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.